I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado added 1,500 jobs last month, but the picture is more complicated than a single number. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
It turns out Colorado's job gains all came from the government in October. The private sector actually lost 200 jobs. The construction sector saw the biggest loss, 1,400 jobs. State economist Ryan Gedney says it's higher interest rates that's dragging down the construction business.
I do think this is kind of like what we're seeing with other industries like finance and insurance that are interest rate sensitive.
Meanwhile, the unemployment rate went from 3.2% to 3.3%, still low by historical standards. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A group of 22 endangered black-footed ferrets has been released at the site of the Pueblo Chemical Depot. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
There we go.
That's Depot Commander Colonel Rodney McCutcheon releasing the first of the ferrets onto the grounds. The U.S. Department of Defense property has been responsible for decommissioning World War II-era chemical weapons since the 1990s. That work was finished earlier this year. Now, about 5,500 acres on the east side of the property have been put into conservation, allowing for projects like the reintroduction of the endangered black-footed ferrets and other threatened species. The depot expects about 90% of the ferrets' diet at the site to consist of prairie dogs. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News.